There he is. What's going on, everyone? It is the ironic hour. It's the ironic hour with Lee. How's it going? It's the unemployment hour. I'm your host, Lee Connell. I'm allegedly working right now. So it's the unemployment hour, but I'm at work. You know, allegedly. I'm not actually. This is a performance piece. This is Alex Jones performance art. I am doing performance art right now. I'm allegedly at work right now in a tractor driving down Warman Road. And yeah, hanging out, doing my thing. I didn't want to play the decline for you through my iPod Touch into my phone that's recording the podcast while driving on Warman Road in a tractor. I thought that maybe that was too much of a hazard. That would be not hands-free driving. It would be dangerous. So sorry that you didn't get to hear the actual decline. You had to hear me beatbox it. But you know what? That song is the number one most played song on my iPod. And if you did the math, I think I've played it about 96 times. And it's 18 minute and 22 second song. So you do the math. And I've spent a lot of my life listening to the decline. And it's my favorite song of all time, and with good reason. So hopefully I did a pretty good job at beatboxing it out for you there. You know, I have heard it a lot of times, so I should be fairly accurate with what the song sounds like. But anyways, how you doing, ladies and gentlemen? It is a nice Friday. It is an EO. I have an earned day off, as they call it, even though I'm only at my second week back at work. So have I really earned a day off? I don't know, but it'll be nice. I'm working today, allegedly, because now I can get, I need a week off work for nationals, and I can bank this EDO for during that week. So now I can take that week off and at least get paid for this day. And there's another EDO on May 19th. That's the same day that Bill Burr is in town at TCU Place doing stand-up. And my lovely wife and I are going to that show. And I've got an EDO that day too that I'm going to work. So then I'll get paid for that day as well. So only two of the 4 days off that I need for nationals, I will not be getting paid for. The other days I'll be getting money, getting some money for. So that is good. And yeah, so I hope you listened to and enjoyed the newest episode of Grown Man Coloring, where Chris and I talked about this trip across the creek. I thought it was a fun talk. First 10 minutes or so were spent on me talking about itchy bums and taking poops and forgetting to flush and all that stuff. So I hope that was enjoyable for you. I'm probably talking really loud, or maybe not loud enough. It's probably hard to say. I don't imagine the sound quality is going to be very nice for this particular episode, given that it sounds, I've dubbed in the sound of a tractor going on in the background the whole time, and I'm talking really loud because I have earmuffs on my ears. So I don't know if I'm, whatever. I don't know how the quality of the recording is, and if I'm speaking too loud or not loud enough or what. But yeah, I hope you guys are doing well. I just watched the movie Goo. I highly recommend it. I don't know why it took me so long to watch the movie. All these people on the street driving down Warman Road are going to wonder who the fuck I'm talking to. There's this guy with earmuffs on, driving a tractor, slowing down traffic, and just rambling on to some random person that I think I'm schizo or something like that. So it's almost true. Right in the center lane on Warman Road, I need to lane change to the right away here because I have to pull in to a park. Go ahead, keep going. I will go after you. You're going to be wondering what who I'm talking to. But yeah, interesting, cool. I've never done this before. This is fun. The ironic hour, the tractor. Tractor dump sound hour. I don't know why it took me so fucking long to watch Goon. I don't know what I was waiting for. For some reason, I was kind of hung up on it. I just, didn't think it could possibly be as good as I ended up thinking it was. I just kind of sat on my hands and watched a bunch of other stuff. And people told me about Goon and that it was good, but I guess I didn't hear enough praise about it. So I was like, maybe one day I'll watch it. Whatever. Yeah, how good could it be? Whatever. Turns out, Jay Baruchel and Evan Goldberg, you might remember from such hits as This Is The End, one of my favorite comedies of all time. Him and Seth Rogen wrote that one, and him and Jay Baruchel wrote Goon. And, it was incredible. It was so fucking good. Like, just the hockey talk. Obviously, it's about a guy, an enforcer. They need his team. It's about a hockey enforcer. And, I just really loved the accents, the Canadian accents, I've never played high-level hockey, but I have played hockey, and I felt like the portrayal was pretty loyal to the game and the players and how people talk and act, I was super impressed. I just loved it. I 5 out of 5 on Netflix for sure. Netflix has been getting rid of the star system, which really frustrates me greatly because I'm a big fan of star ratings. Not even because of the recommendations. I don't even find so much that I'm using their recommendations based on star ratings so much as I just like. I really enjoy rating things with stars. I don't know. It's OCD. Call it what you will. It is what it is, but I just enjoy it. I enjoy rating things on stars, and I have Netflix on my TV. There's a channel on Sastel Max that allows you for Netflix. It's channel 300. It's your Netflix channel, and it hooks up to, you can watch Netflix through your TV, and also Netflix through my phone still has the ability to rate with stars, but for whatever reason, there's valid reasons why they went from stars to thumbs up and thumbs down. But my computer, when I go to the Netflix website, I don't have stars. I just have thumbs up, thumbs down. But on my phone, I can rate with stars. And on my TV, I can rate with stars. And I gave Goon a 5 out of 5. I absolutely loved it. I thought it was so good. So I'm sure that I am pretty late to the date on that one. And you've probably seen the movie already. This is old news for you. I know Goon 2 is out. There's a sequel. I will be trying to see that movie sooner rather than later. So I know I'm late to the party. You guys have all probably seen the movie. This is old news to you. But I loved it. I just loved it. I was so impressed. So check out Goon if you haven't seen it already. If you like hockey, and you're interested in the inner workings, and you just like to laugh, you like funny jokes, and a character you really get behind, you really root for, and a lot of characters, it's just, I just loved it. I was a big fan, so check that out if you get a chance. I saw another movie. Am I taking crazy pills here? I really liked Sandy Wexler on Netflix. Adam Sandler, I know he has definitely come under fire recently. A lot of his movies have been steaming piles of dog shit. I can't say that with much accuracy because I've been so disinterested in a lot of these movies and haven't even bothered seeing them. I hated Grown Ups, which is kind of one of the things that makes me think that maybe I'm not taking crazy pills because, you know, am I just an Adam Sandler sycophant? You know, thinking that Sandy Wexler is actually good. Sandy Wexler on Netflix. Adam Sandler has done some Netflix original films lately. He did one called The Ridiculous Six, I think. And he did another one called The Do-Over. I actually liked The Do-Over. I haven't watched The Ridiculous Six. I did like The Do-Over, but it was kind of like, you know, whatever. It's maybe an upswing. I haven't seen a lot of his notoriously shitty movies, Jack and Jill. I've heard that I would like That's My Boy, but I've also, it's kind of been placed in the lexicon of shitty Adam Sandler movies. I hated Grown Ups. I absolutely hated Grown Ups, and I refused to see Grown Ups 2. So, I think based on that, I'm not just an Adam Sandler sycophant and will eat up whatever he brings our way, but I really like Sandy Wexler, and I thought The Do-Over was good, and I am a big Adam Sandler fan from birth, but I don't feel like I'm total blinders on. A lot of people don't like... For me, his downswing was much later for me than most people. I still really, I loved Mr. Deeds, I loved Big Daddy, I really liked Click, what else was there, right? I at least liked Click. I can't remember if I was a 4 out of 5 or a 3 out of 5 for Click. I think that might have been a 4 out of 5. I remember really liking that movie. I didn't like Chuck and Larry, so I guess for me, not from being homophobic, it had good messages about gayness and stuff. I just didn't think it was very good. So I guess that was maybe the first blip on the Adam Sandler radar for me. I've never been a big Waterboy fan. I need to watch it again to find out if I like that movie. I remember seeing it when I was younger and thinking it was hokey and shitty. But maybe if I watched it now, I would like to think, usually something I watch now, there's less chance I'll like it than I would when I was younger, but I might have been shitty about Waterboy, so I'll check that out sometime. But I didn't like I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. I liked The Longest Yard. So I think that I've at least got some form of impartiality to Adam Sandler. Maybe not. It's a long movie. It's over 2 hours long, and as a comedy, that's maybe that could be a bit much for people sometimes. But I was a big fan. I really liked Sandy Wexler. It was. I thought that it maybe it went to the well of its jokes. Maybe a few too many times. There's a few things that the character does rudimentarily. I don't know. Am I making up words? Probably. There's a few things that the character does all the time. Like, and I felt like, I mean, yes, it's good for characters to stick to their traits, but I thought that maybe it was this joke well that was maybe mined a little bit too often. But then there was definitely times when it was used well, or great, even though, you know, okay, he's doing this again, but, you know, it was good, and it sort of helped the ending. That was kind of one criticism, is that maybe this go-to is used too much, I really liked the movie a lot, and so it's nice to like Adam Sandler movies again. God, I just, Happy Gilmore's on cable quite often, and whenever it's on, I just, I laugh out loud, and I've seen that movie a ton of times at this juncture, but I just, like, there's so much, and I even find myself laughing out loud to it more often than, you know, just because you see it again and you remember, you know, there's all the classic parts that you always think of in terms of, you know, funny parts in Happy Gilmore, but you watch it more and more and you pick up the little, you know, just the little funny, subtle stuff, as well as the big, you know, like the Price is Wrong, bitch. Now you've had enough, bitch. You know, this, you know, everyone knows the big, funny, crazy, hilarious moments from Happy Gilmore, but there's the all kinds of, like, little, I mean, that movie is a nonstop laugh pretty much the whole way through. And I love that movie so much. It's like an old friend, and it comes over from time to time, and you just want to hang out with it. And yeah, so it's really nice to watch now. I'm not gonna say that I enjoy or would enjoy hanging out with Sandy Wexler as much as I would enjoy hanging out with Happy Gilmore. But it's really nice to be loving, or liking, at least, to be positive on Adam Sandler movies again. It's been a long time. It wasn't all bad with Adam Sandler. I think, like, The Longest Yard is after Chuck and Larry. I'm always a big fan of his acting. Men, Women, and Children, a lesser-known Jason Reitman movie. Jason Reitman, the guy who did Juno, as well as... young adult, Up in the Air. I love Up in the Air. He did this movie called Men, Women, and Children, and Adam Sandler's in it, and I really like that movie. I really like Jason Reitman. Did I say Jason Bateman? I meant Jason Reitman. I think the son of Ivan Reitman. Yeah, Jason Reitman, unbelievable filmmaker, and I might be a Jason Reitman sycophant and an Adam Sandler sycophant, but I really liked Men, Women, and Children. And I like Adam Sandler I love Adam Sandler, but his comedic stuff lately, you know, appears to be on the upswing. But before that, it was starting to get shitty, potentially. I think the jury is out on a lot of his recent comedy stuff. There was a long stretch where it just wasn't as good as it used to be. I think shitty is not too much of a stretch. I feel bad saying it. I'm such a big fan of Adam Sandler, but it's nice to see a comedy that, you know, and the do-over was okay. And Sandy Wexler really liked it. But I've always been a big fan of his acting. You know, say what you will about some of the comedies that have come out, pre-do-over, pre-Sandy Wexler, and The Jury's definitely out. But as an actor, you know, Rain Over Me, Punch Drunk Love, The Cobbler. He was in this movie called The Cobbler, which people pretty much across the board hated. I really liked that movie. So, yeah, maybe I am an Adam Sandler sycophant, but I thought it was really interesting. I really liked it. It was funny. His dramatic stuff was really good. Dustin Hoffman's in the movie. Directed by Thomas McCarthy, who ended up directing Spotlight, which won the Academy Award for Best Picture the year before. Moonlight won this year, and then Spotlight won last year, and he directed this movie called The Cobbler, which got universally panned pretty much by critics. Adam Sandler starred in it, and I really like that movie as well. I don't know what other people would think of it if they saw it, but I really liked it. But yeah, I've always been a fan of him as an actor. You know, his dramatic stuff, I've been a big fan of. And his comedic stuff, you know, yeah, but it's nice to see. I saw Goon, I saw Sandy Wexler, watched Snowpiercer finally. That's another movie you can catch on Netflix. That was really interesting. I liked it. I'd give it a solid 3 out of 5. But I don't know that I'd go higher than that, but it was a good movie. It was really good, impressive, interesting. Yeah, I don't really want to talk too much about it, other than I'd say just say it. Just see it. I'm saying a lot. Maybe it's from watching Goon and hockey players. If you ever watch a hockey player get interviewed, they will say a lot. So maybe it's because I've been watching a lot of playoff hockey and I've just watched Goon, so maybe I've got hockey speak. It's also maybe that I'm doing multiple things at once. Allegedly an attractor, grooming a ball diamond, spinning in circles, earmuffs on, tractor running. Maybe that's why I'm saying all the albums, but whatever. Allegedly. But yeah, Snowpiercer. Interesting. Maybe I should give the premise. I'm just worried. I like to go in completely knowing nothing about movies and then seeing them, and I find that much more interesting and much more rewarding. I will talk about this for about 2 minutes, so if you don't want to know anything about a movie that you might know nothing about, or you might already know this, then skip ahead. But that global warming takes effect on the world, and I think they use some comp. Okay, that, I guess I don't need to. All of humanity is on a train. It's on a big, big, huge train, and it runs through the entire world in a year. The train goes from, like, you know, it crosses through the track of the entire world in a year's time, and the whole world. Yeah, the entire civilization, the remaining population of the world, is on a train now. So there's stuff that happens. I guess I'll delve into it a little more. The upper class are in the front of the train. The lower class in the back of the train. The lower class is getting fucked by the upper class, big time, and they're revolting. The lower class is revolting and trying to get to the front of the train fight the power and get justice. So yeah, check it out. It's a really good movie. We watched that. Shout out to my buddy Colin. That was it was his movie night last week, and we. I better get out. Sorry. No internal monologue. I'm thinking out loud. Another fucking I guess. Podcast drinking game. Every time Lee says take a drink. Not including when I'm explaining the drinking game or talking about saying I guess by talking about saying you don't have to drink unless you're an alcoholic. And if you want to feed your addiction, then continue drinking when I say or go to AA. Silence. Silence. That was silence. I hope that didn't make you uncomfortable. I thought that your iPod broke down, or your mobile phone, or your computer, but it was just me not saying anything. Which was probably refreshing because I talk a lot. So it was Colin's movie night, Snowpiercer he picked, and it was good to see. It was fun. We always love movie night. It's like an excuse to eat a whole shit ton of junk food. Whoever's night it is, they pick a movie, they pick the food, they pay for the food, they order the food, and we bring a bunch of snacks. And, if this sounds really nerdy to you, maybe it is, but it's a lot of fun, and it's an excuse to eat poorly for at least one day. And that's fun, and it's something to look forward to every week. And, yeah, it was good. We ate noodle restaurant, Noodle Land. I can't remember. Something to do with noodles, and it was good. And ate a bunch of cookies and candy and chips and dip. Nachos, it's lovely. It was a lovely time and interesting movie. So check those out if you want. I listened to the Slash film cast. They talked about a movie. I can't remember what the... I want to see this movie, but I don't... Oh, my God. This is... Okay. I better... Free Fire. Free Fire, the movie's called. Apparently, it's really good, and nobody's going to see it. I haven't seen it. I don't know what made me decide to talk. I guess I got on Movie Talk, so... apparently, this Free Fire movie is really good. I don't know anything about it. I just heard a review for it. Said it's good. Another drink. Tip it back. This movie is really good, apparently, and nobody's going to see it. That's a bummer. I should go see it, and so should you, because apparently it's good. On the topic of movies. Neat! Okay. I am doing a terrible job at this juncture on the podcast, or not. Hopefully I'm not. I feel like I've degenerated pretty bad here. Maybe it shows dedication to a guy's work that he's doing a bad job podcasting when he's allegedly working. Maybe it means I'm focused nicely on my work. Okay, having fun spinning in circles, grooving this diamond. Hopefully it will look good. If you play ball at Umeå, allegedly, then hopefully you appreciate the condition of the field. I think that I should probably wrap up here. What else is there to say? Yeah, good times, great oldies. Have a good week. Hopefully doing another Grown Men Coloring soon. I've been trying to go to bed earlier at night now that I'm working, allegedly, in the mornings. I've been trying to go to the Y and train before work so that I don't have to stay as long after work, so that I can go to bed at a decent time and get enough sleep. Oftentimes when I start working again in the morning, I start getting up earlier to go to work, but I don't end up going to bed any earlier. So I'm trying to really fix that and start going to bed earlier when I have to get up earlier, so that I get more sleep and enough sleep, and I can function day to day in both my work and my play. So, yeah. I'm wanting to make sure I don't hit the base anchors, so I'm really trying to. I need to put a flag on that third base anchor, so that I don't run into it with groomer and pull it out of the ground. Shit, I did it again. So I've been trying to go to bed earlier, which means trying to go to bed earlier. So a couple nights here, I could have maybe done Grown Men Colorings with the boys. There it is. There's that base anchor. I didn't run into it. Boom! That's not the sound of me running into the base anchor. That's the sound of me being excited and happy and relieved. So could have maybe done some Grown Men Colorings the last couple nights, but I've been trying to get home earlier. I always feel the need to kind of just screw around, chill out, relax for a little while before going to sleep. So it's hard to get to bed, or it's hard to get home and try to go to bed right as soon as you get home. I feel the need to kind of hang out for a little bit. So I've been trying to get home earlier from the Y and then hang out a little bit and then go to sleep at a decent time. So there's been a couple nights where we could have maybe done Grown Men Colorings, but I've been placing my sleep on a pedestal. And I'm not sure that the boys, whether Bob and Chris would have been available regardless, but if they were, I chose not to do one this week up until this point. Maybe I can get Bob over the weekend to do a Grown Men Coloring. So stay tuned for that. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Unemployment Hour. Hope you enjoyed that little shitty little bonus train that I did there. And yeah, so this was the Ironic Hour. The Irony Hour. Is it Ironic Hour or Irony Hour? What sounds better? Allegedly ironic, by the way. Allegedly. I don't know that a guy is supposed to be recording a podcast while working. I don't see the harm in it. I think it's pretty bureaucratic bullshit if this is something that is not allowed or not or frowned upon. I think turn your frown upside down, stop sucking lemons, stop, you know, of all the flavors, you know, all the flavors, salty had to be the one you choose. I don't think it's a problem, but it could be something you're not supposed to do. So, allegedly, the irony hour, the allegedly ironic hour, the ironic, alleged hour, the irony alleged, the irony allegedly hour, allegedly irony hour, the allegedly irony hour. Allegedly ironic hour. The allegedly ironic hour. I'm trying so hard to come up with a name, I'm starting to mispronounce words. Alright, Rambles. Time to go. So, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Hopefully, I will get this out sooner rather than later. Maybe when I go for lunch, allegedly, I will put this up on the Grown Men Coloring iTunes feed. And Podbean website. So yeah, listen, gmcpod.podbean.com, iTunes, Google Play. I don't think we're on Stitcher. I know all the podcasts I listen to, they always say what the means to listen to them are, and a lot of them always say Stitcher, but I don't believe that we are on Stitcher. But Google Play, iTunes, what else? Does Ah count, or is it just up for the drinking game? Google Play, pod, gmcpod.podbean.com/feed, iTunes, Apple Music, I don't know, all that stuff, so check it out, hopefully enjoy it, see you next time, have a good one, have a great one, have a wonderful life. See you later.